This lesson walks you through an intermediate, practical workflow for building a 1991-style jungle bass wobble in Ableton Live 12 with DJ-friendly structure and performance-ready stems. You'll make a two-layer bass, a mono sub and a resonant mid wobble. Glue it to an Amen-style breakbeat. Create fast and slow wobble modes and organize session view clips so a DJ can mix your loops live. Start by setting the tempo to 170 BPM. The 165 to 175 works, and set global clip quantize to 1 bar for reliable launching. Create a new live set and use session view as your performance base. First, build the kick slash sub foundation. Create a MIDI track called SUB kick and load operator. Use a sine carrier only, down an octave or two. Typically D1 is your root. For a pure sub, keep the amplitude envelope simple with a short decay and a release around 150 to 300 milliseconds. Add EQ8 to clean anything under 20 Hz if needed, and put utility with width set to 0 for mono below about 120 Hz. Group this chain with a glue compressor on the group bus to glue the sub to other low elements later. Next, design the mid wobble and waveitable on a track named Wobble MID. For oscillator, a pick a band rich waveitable, a basic saw slash triangle blend or a squarish table, and tune it around octave minus 1 or minus 2. Keep unison low, 0 to 2 voices, so you don't smear the low end. Optionally, add OSC B lightly for grit or noise. Use a band pass or low pass 24 filter with boosted resonance to get that nasal 1991 wobble. Dart cutoff somewhere between 300 and 700 Hz depending on the note, and add a touch of resonance. Use Waveitable's LFO1, sync to host. Make two rate presets, a slow 1/8 and a faster 1/16 or 1/16T. Choose a triangle or sine shape for a smooth classic wobble, saw or sample and hold if you want something choppier. Map the LFO to the filter cutoff amount, around 30 to 60%, and decide whether you want the LFO to retrigger on each note or free run for a looser feel. Map macros. Macro 1 for wobble rate switching between your rate presets or switching chains and macro 2 for wobble depth LFO amount. After the synth, add EQ8 to boost 200-800 Hz slightly and high pass around 100 Hz so the mid wobble doesn't fight the sub. Lightly add a saturator for harmonics, but keep saturation subtle and controlled. Combine sub and mid by grouping SUB kick and wobble MID into a bass group. Put a glue compressor on the group for gentle bus glue with around 3-4 dB of gain reduction on peaks. If you have multiband dynamics, use it to tame conflicting mid energy while leaving the sub steady. Sidechain the bass to the kick. Add a compressor on the wobble MID or on the bass group and set the kick track as the sidechain input. Use a fast attack and release so the kick punches through and the bass ducks tightly on kick hits. That jumpy, dynamic jungle feel depends on it. For additional rhythmic shaping, pick one of two approaches. Option 1. Add an auto filter after the waveitable and use a synced square LFO at 1/16 or 1/8 for gated patterns. Option 2. Modulate amplitude with clip or device automation. Use volume automation or a utility for staccato wobble control. Now build your breaks bed. Create a drum rock or simpler track called Breaks and load an Amen or similar break. Slice it to a new MIDI track using transient slicing on a 1/16 grid, preserving one-shot hits. Program a chopped pattern emphasizing backbeats and ghost snares. Use velocity to humanize the groove. Add EQ and a transient shaper or tight compressor to make hits snap. Organize DJ-friendly structure in session view. Create scenes that act as DJ-ready loops. A 32-bar intro with kick, hats, sub-only and a low-passed wobble, a 16-bar main loop with full break and open wobble, an 8-16-bar breakdown with breaks-only or ambient wobble tails, and separate 16-bar wobble fast and wobble slow clips for quick performance switching. Duplicate clips and store different macro states per clip. For example, clip A with a closed low-pass cutoff and clip B with it open. Record macros into clip envelopes so launching a clip also recalls that parameter state. Set clip launch quantization to 1 bar for safety, or to half bar if you need quicker queuing. Turn off legato if you need each clip to start its envelopes cleanly. Use follow actions only if you want automated advances during rehearsed transitions. For performable wobble rate switching, build an instrument rack with parallel chains. Chain A set to LFO 1/8 and chain B to LFO 1/16. Map chain selector to a macro knob, so you can crossfade or jump between fast and slow wobble live. Map that macro to a hardware encoder or pad for one-button toggles. Resampling and exporting stems. Create an audio track called Resample, Set its input to master, arm it, and record the live scene you want for stems, solo groups like drums, bass, wobble, and FX. Then use File Right Arrow Export Audio / Video to render selected tracks or the master. Make stems 32 or 64 bars. Where possible, include 8/16 bars of intro / outro silence or loopable beats, and add short fades so they loop cleanly. Recommended stems are drums dry, bass sub plus mid combined, wobble mid processed without sub, and FX loop. Name stems clearly, include tempo, key, bar count, and bit depth. For example, 170 BPM DDEM bass sub mid 32B 24-bit.wav. Export with about -6 dB headroom at 24-bit, 44.1K or 48K. Final mix adjustments. Label the root key of your clips and make sure the sub is tuned to that key and kept mono. Phase align kick and sub by nudging sample starts or flipping sub phase with utility. If you hear dips around 4080 Hz, use EQ8 spectrum to verify alignment. Watch for common mistakes: overusing unison or detune on the mid wobble, which smears the low end, failing to high pass the wobble around 80-120 Hz, forgetting sidechain to the kick, and overboosting resonance around 300-500 Hz, which creates boxiness. Also, export stems with proper bar-aligned fades. Mismatched clip lengths or hard starts cause clicks and misaligned loops for DJs. A few pro tips: route sub and mid wobble to separate outputs when performing on club systems so DJs can control low end independently. Save the instrument rack as a preset with macros for wobble rate, wobble depth, sub level, and cutoff to speed up performance and studio tweaks. Create both beat synced and free running LFO modes. Free run adds authentic unpredictability, while synced LFOs give tight wobble. When resampling, include 2-4 bars of clean tails and short fades to avoid pops on decks. Workflow refinements. Use dummy clips mapped to your rack macros so launching a clip also recalls macro states like wobble slow or depth high. For smoother chain switches, automate short crossfades when switching chains to avoid abrupt timbre jumps. Use one chain set to free run and one retriggered to blend drift and gridlocked motion. For performance setup, create explicit 8, 16 and 32 bar clip versions and name them with exact bar counts and key / BPM. Consider follow actions for rehearsed transitions and map core macros to physical encoders, wobble rate, wobble depth, sub level, filter cutoff and chain select. Keep one encoder as a panic dry / wet or master FX kill. CPU tips for live DJ sets: freeze and render heavy racks to audio, increase the audio buffer to around 256-512 samples to avoid dropouts, and pre-render performance stems instead of running many synth instances live. Always include a rendered full mix preview so the DJ hears intended balance and tone. Mini practice exercise, 45 to 60 minutes. Build your two-layer bass, operator sub and wave-eatable mid-wobble. Create 2 wave-eatable LFO presets at 1/8 and 1/16 and map a macro to crossfade between them via an instrument rack chain selector. Program a 16-bar Amen-based break and a 32-bar intro clip with kick, sub and a low-passed wobble. Make sure the sub is mono and below 120 Hz. Resample the 32-bar intro and export a WAV-labeled intro sub only 32BD6.WAV. Deliverables: a live set with a bass group, breaks rack, 2 wobble rate clips, and 1 exported 32-bar intro stem. Recap: you built a 2-layer bass with operator sub and wave-eatable wobble, implemented LFO-driven filter modulation with selectable wobble rates, used sidechain and rhythmic breaks, organized session view clips for DJ use, and learned resampling and stem export workflows. These steps keep the sound authentic to early jungle while making your loops practical and reliable for DJ performance. A few extra coach notes to keep in mind: early jungle succeeds through contrast, a clean mono sub and an alive resonant mid wobble plus chopped breaks. Keep references handy and aim for clarity and space rather than maximal saturation. Tune your sub carefully and avoid melodic movement in it. Move pitch in the mid wobble only, and render audio if you must pitch the sub. Use a tiny Hall-style delay only on high frequencies for extra stereo width, without muddying lows. Try sample-based wobble in simpler for rawer character, or subtle FM routing and wave-eatable for hardware grit. Combine slow LFO sweeps with faster gating for layered motion. Before handing stems to a DJ, check names, BPM, key, bars, and that sub stems are mono, while mid wobble stems are stereo and high-passed. Export with -6 dB headroom at 24-bit, and include loopable tails and fades. With these steps and checks, Your 1991 Ableton Live 12 Jungle Wobble will be both authentic and DJ-friendly, tight in the low end, lively in the mids, and organized for dependable live mixing.